Welcome to Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio, powered by The Barbershop. In this podcast, we'll bring you the latest insights and trends from industry leaders in advertising and marketing. Join us as we dive into discussions that shape the future of our industry.
Hello, hello. Can everyone hear me well? Yes. All right, I was assigned the challenge to entertain you for the next 30 minutes right after lunch. So I hope you're ready to hear everything about data processing agreement. Yeah, no, we're going to talk about gaming. Hello, everyone. I'm JB. I'm with Gameloft. Gameloft makes games for the last 24 years. We made games like, we committed games like Asphalt 9, like Minion Rush, or more recently like Disney Dreamlight Valley. But what you may not know about Gameloft is that Gameloft also works with brands for the past 10 years. We've started running in-game advertising campaigns in 2014. We were a bit early on the topic. Today, I will cover this agenda. This agenda, I mean, we discussed it with Hugues, my marketing manager, who's here. It's pretty much the same as I told him when we drafted it a couple of weeks ago. I told him it's pretty much exactly the same agenda as I had in my first keynote in 2016 at the Mobile Advertising Summit in Berlin. Why? Because across the multiple conversations we've had with brands and agency in the last 10 years, we still feel that today, in 2024, the games and gaming are still fairly misunderstood. And that's why today I would like to go back to the roots and explain to you a couple of pillars and the way we see games and the way we see games instrumental to brand strategy. But first, let's start where it begins, audiences. And I have a quick poll for you. Who considers himself or herself a gamer in this room? And who has played mobile games on his or her phones for the past 12 months? Yeah, that's what I thought. There is a semantic trap with the word gamers, okay? We're all gamers. One person out of three or out of two, it depends on the census of the planet, but is gaming. And it does not just concern teenagers, as we stereotypically think. It concerns all the age groups, all generations, from juniors to seniors. We're on a 50-50 basis when it comes to men and women today, and the average age of gamers is 32 years old worldwide. But when you look at tech European countries, this average age is about 37, if not more. Of course, this encompasses different realities. The players of Candy Crush Saga is not the same as the player or the hardcore fans of Elden Ring, let's say. The players of Minion Rush are not the same as the players of, let's say, League of Legends. Yet, we think that there is an essence to it. There is an essence, and there are essential aspects to games, whatever games they are, however different they are. And that's what we tried to call, or we wanted to call, the gaming moment. By gaming moment, I want to describe four pillars that are at the backbone of every gaming experiences. The first one is basic. Why do we play? We play to have fun. We play because it makes us happy. Gaming is essentially a recreational activity with an uncertain outcome or uncertain outcomes. Games are also taking us into fictional environment. And games are made, essentially, they are built on different type of moments, moments of frustration, moments of reliefs. And this takes us on really emotional roller coaster. And this induces a lot of activity in our brains, including the release of dopamine, of endorphin, which are putting us in states of happiness and joy. The second aspect of gaming, or the second pillar, is of course the attention. And you will see it's going to play a role later in the presentation. That goes without saying. Games are require full attention. Well, that seems obvious. You can't expect to succeed in your gaming experience without paying attention. And it's even more true today when games are getting more and more multiplayer, that you can't take a break. You can put it on pause. Games are engaging by design. And I'm not here talking about the interactive aspect of games, okay? These, for gamers, for a lot of players, gaming are life commitments. By life commitment, I mean, for instance, on a game like Asphalt 9, which is one of our bestsellers, people return 5 times a day for an average 7 minutes every time. It's a life commitment. It's really a dedication to their passion. And as 35 minutes engagement per day, it's more than Instagram. Okay, the average Instagram session is about, the average time spent on Instagram per day is about 33 minutes. And this life commitment spans throughout the entire day. These are first party data of activity in our games. Games are part of the morning, the afternoon, and the evening routines of players. And the fourth aspect of gaming, which plays a very important role, is the fact that it's a very highly controlled and regulated environment. I'm showing on screen a couple of stakeholders that have guidelines, rules that developers and publishers have to follow. It spans from the platform owners, Apple, Google, Steam, Epic, you name it, to local, domestic, and international regulators. All these guys, they have guidelines, they have rules that we need to follow before a game can meet its public. And in the end, it's the public who's the deadliest factor of all. Users' rating can rule, can have a say on the life or death of a game. Users' rating are defining what are the standards, and low standard games today don't survive very long. Now you saw me coming, I guess. At this point, you have passionate users, they're engaged, they're attentive into highly controlled experiences. It does sound like the holy grail for advertising, right? But first, let's remind ourselves what an ad is. In the first place, an ad is a value exchange. I think we can all agree to that, and you can take it any way you want. No one craves watching ads, okay? We all of us in this room, we all enter ads to gain access to a content or a piece of content that interests us. However, on this battlefield, games have an edge. They have an edge in a specific format that we call the rewarded format, rewarded placement of ads. Why? Because basically we trade advantage inside the games against a moment of attention. And this makes our value exchange, we believe, that's our conviction, it makes it real, transparent, and more honest in the end. And that's why it makes the rewarded placement the preferred format, advertising format of gamers today. And it's not just because there is a reward, it's also because it doesn't intrude. Intrusion is the deadliest factor if you want to run advertising campaign in games. You shouldn't intrude. You should be part of the experience, and the rewarded ad placements are allowing brands to be partners to support the gamers in their activities and in their passion. And when it comes to rewarded ads, we believe that one of the safest, it meets to us the gold standard of buying, digital buying today. And by gold standards, I refer especially to the in-stream standards as defined by the IAB Tech Lab recently and redefined as the IAB Tech Lab. It's opt-in. Users are actively engaging. They're actively asking to watch an ad. It's full screen, systematically. It's sound on. It comes sound on. Of course, the user can have his sound off on his device, but the creative is served sound on, and it's clickable. And all of this by default and by design. And all of these can be measured and certified by all the vendors out there. It's no longer an exception. Apps can be measured by third-party verification, like Double Verify, like AAS, like Oracle, with whom, and we're working with all these guys today. I told you game were a medium of attention. Of course, we had this measured from an advertising perspective. We teamed up with Lumen, we teamed up with Oracle, and we had this measured, such as the way what you can see on screen with hot zone, where are the people looking, eye tracking, etc. And this came back with obviously very satisfying results, confirming the intuition we had from the beginning, which is, gaming are generating are one of the most attentive type of audience overall. You have the Moat attention score, which was released back in September, and Lumen that measured the milliseconds of attention per minute. And it's an undeniable overperformance of games. And again, this came more as a validation of our initial intuition. Now at this stage, I hope you're all convinced that somehow games should be planned, should be part of your channel planning of your next campaigns, right? Hopefully you have a bit more insights as to what games are and what games can be from a technical perspective and for the users. But now you're probably wondering, okay, that's cool. I can buy. I can meet my client standards. I can tick all the boxes I need to tick when it comes to digital media buying. But what does it do? What does it do to my brand? What is the effects? How meaningful is that for my brand versus my users? How will my campaign affect my brand metrics overall? Let's first start with hard metrics. Receptiveness and engagement, as measured by Oracle Advertising, shown that people are more receptive, twice more receptive and twice more engaged than any other media, digital media out there. So on that note, we could say the basics are covered. What we've seen is that gaming drives essentially brand awareness. Of course, we have a large scale, and as you've seen, you have engaged people ready, eager to engage with ads against rewards, eager to engage with brands as long as they don't intrude. It works for the basic, not so basic after all, but awareness metric. But where it works best is in terms of brand sentiment. Basically, when done right, in-game advertising fuels brand love. And that we've observed with many studies, and we run a lot of studies about that internally to show that this really has an impact. And we believe that all what I've shown you before, these gaming moments, the strength of this gaming moment, are behind this impact. Because it's all about quality. And it's a very complicated, it's contextually relevant in my case. It's very complicated to define a thing like quality in media, okay? But I'm sure everyone here knows, feels that not every impression are equal. And beyond, there is something beyond completion, CTR, and viewability. There is something that is hard to measure, but it's the type of It's the type of metrics, it's the type of vision that we tried to build in the past 2 years at Gameloft. We started a work stream dedicated to evaluating what is the quality of what we sell. We measured impacts. We measured impacts with in partnership with Oracle when it comes to completion, viewability, exposition. We've measured with first-party surveys on behalf of clients the impact on ad recall, on awareness, and on sentiment, and on every item's in-game advertising was overperforming the benchmarks. But further down the line, we tried to really build up a quality score in order to benchmark ourselves versus other medium. Okay, we measured that on factoring compounding two aspects, one which is immersivity and the other which is engagement. Immersivity factors hard verified data, such as in-view time, so how long an ad is played on the screen, screen release states, the size, and the viewability measurements, so how many is the game really full screen for more than 2 seconds? And engagement factors completion and engagement rates. And this resulted in this mapping that you're seeing, which reflects or wants to reflect what is the quality, what type of, what is the quality of in-game advertising versus other choices that you might have in terms of digital advertising. I invite you, really strongly invite you to download and flash the code to download the full white paper because it's important to have peer reviews on our work. We've worked with a consulting firm that I'm unfortunately not at liberty to name, but we worked very thoroughly with external parties, and Oracle has been also very kindly cooperating in building this white paper that was released last year and that will have season two this year, hopefully, including attention measurement. So we validated that the vehicle games is a good vehicle. Okay, it drives awareness. It reaches passionate people that are ready to welcome the message. However, there is a but. There is a but, which is the creative. Okay, the vehicle will be as good as it gets, but the creatives needs to fit. Generally, what we are running on rewarded placement are ads that can be 6 to 30 seconds, and that are totally compatible with whatever brands might run on TrueView, for instance, on Twitch or whatever other video platforms. But from the very early days of Gameloft for Brands, we started crafting ad units for clients that would actually fit all the aspects and the factors that I've described before. The engagement, the emotion, the fun, the focus. So we've started essentially building playable ads. Well, we're a game publisher after all. We're a game developer. Gaming is our core business. So why not crafting small, short, fast-paced, snackable gaming experiences for brands to promote services, products, offers, and leverage the state of mind of the users. Feel free to try. You can flash. These are actual campaigns that we've run for in the movie and for Lego and for Biore, they are available online. You can try them. So from an executional perspective, how do you jump in gaming? Well, you call us. Gameloft started 10 years ago. We have a very, so 10 years history, we have a very large log and manifest of campaigns that we've run for most of consumer industries so far. So I will not claim that we've worked with all global brands on earth, but we've worked with most of consumer industries, B2C business. We named our network Combo referencing a combo. A combo is a combination of moves that you can take in a game in order to make your character do a special move or a special take a special action. It's essentially an alliance between us and a selected few number of what we consider top quality mobile publishers that you are seeing on the screen. But what we, in the reflecting on what I've told you earlier in terms of gaming being still quite misunderstood, we decided this year to break down our value, break down our offer in three main value propositions. The first one is Combo Kids, which is essentially the set of kid-safe solutions that we have for youth brands or brands that are targeting children in general. The second one that we released is Combo Pop. And Combo Pop is essentially aims to take brands in front of casual gamers, which is a very, very large part of gaming audience today, and which represent a very particular demographic. And the last, and it's the upcoming value proposition that we intend to release, is Combo Core. Combo Core will be our set of solutions of expertise to enable brands to reach mid-core and hardcore gamers. This is done in a bid to be ready and to be ready for you guys, for buyers, for marketers to place campaigns and start exploiting the console and PC inventory that is going to eventually come to life. So takeaways, a little recap. We're closing in on the half hour. I have a we'll see 7 minutes left, but I think we'll be good. Gaming is an ideal moment for brands, given all the pillars that I've described at the beginning. You have passionate people, engaged, focused. The environment is fairly much very controlled. You can't find, or very difficult to find, undesirable content in even in games that are what we call sandbox. There are a lot of control that are operated by users themselves. Again, that's what I was saying. Users are rating the publishers, but they're also rating each other. They report each other. If they see offensive content, they will report it. But essentially, games are controlled. They are narratively driven. The narrative of them and the environments are pretty much set. It's a medium which is compliant with all the buying standards. I said earlier, all vendors are now supporting in-app traffic and in-app measurements. It's an impactful medium for brands as to this added value, this ability to reach the heart of the people, the heart of the gamers. And you have players like us, but not only, there are other sales house and solution platforms out there that are offering, but Combo is one of them. There are now very effective solutions for you to activate this space in your campaigns, in your strategies. Few last words on the future. We think at Gameloft that the next frontier is cross-platform, the cross-play. Why? Because experiences must and will converge in the next 2, 3, 5 years because technologies and connectivity allow it. So basically, what consumers expect and what technology allows today is to start your game in the bus, on your way home, on your mobile device, continue it on your TV at home in the living room, potentially play it at work on your PC. That's what the expectations today. And today, from a cloud perspective, a connectivity perspective, and bandwidth perspective, and you can take it any way you want, things are going to make it possible shortly. And when it comes to the ads topic, well, we see a bright future here. We see free-to-play and games welcoming or designed to host ads coming to these universes too and reaching even more people in the future. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio. Stay connected with us on social media using the handle @AdvertisingWeek and visit our website europe.advertisingweek.com for more exclusive content. This podcast was produced by Podcander, the audio conference solution.